Well, Dom, first of all, what's the mood in the Erin County ahead of tomorrow's big game? I suppose certainly they won't be lacking motivation after last year's surprise defeat at the hands of Antrim.
Not lacking motivation at all, Tom. There's everybody looking forward to it. I suppose the positive league campaign has given everybody a bit of a lift. I know it was disappointing to lose the league final to Armagh, but securing promotion to Division 2 was a great tonic. And I suppose, you know, the Fermanagh supporters are on a bit of a high now, and would love the opportunity to play in an Ulster semi-final and feel that this is a great chance now against Antrim. Played them last year, we lost. So definitely it would be a case of going out and trying to seek revenge for that defeat last year and get the ticket to put us to the semi-final.
It may not have seemed it at the time, but probably that defeat last year came as a blessing in disguise because it was a low point, and it's been very much an upward curve ever since.
But the low point that day was very, very disappointing because most of us expected to win that game, didn't perform on the day, and we came back then against Laois in the qualifiers and turned in a good performance against Laois, but we fell short. But to be fair to Pete McGrath, he has got things together very well. He strengthened his backroom team, brought in Brian Tracy, who has added value to the whole setup there, and brought in a few new players, and everybody has bought into it, working hard and are determined to make their mark. And I suppose, Tom, you know, irrespective of how you do in the league, and, you know, it was great to get promotion, you're judged on championship. So Fermanagh really, you know, they're in the spotlight tomorrow. They're going in as favourites, but I feel it's a day that, you know, the Fermanagh have to stand up and be counted tomorrow, each and every man, the 15 to start, the men that come off the bench. You know, it's a game that we really want to win, and I feel we can win, and if we perform to the levels we're capable of, then I think we'll be going through to a semi.
As we said at the outset, Antrim came last year and caused something of a surprise, and I suppose eliminates the potential banana skin that one is this time around, that everyone will be ready for it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It is a banana skin game, and you know, Fermanagh are in no position to be complacent against anybody in Championship football, because our last 4 years in Championship, we've got home games. 4 years ago, you know, against Down, then against Cavan at home. Last year it was Antrim, and now this year it was Antrim. And we haven't won any of those four games, you know. So getting a draw in the Championship when you're at home is a great boost. We've got to take advantage of that, Tom. And that, you know, that's the big thing, you know, from everybody's point of view tomorrow. We have to prepare, you know, and the boys have prepared very well. Pete McGrath has them in good tune for it. And I feel, Tom, that, you know, there's been a lot made of, you know, young players coming through and a new team and all that. But, you know, the talking is done now. These players have got to step up, and I'm confident that they will step up to the plate tomorrow. And I feel that a win in the Championship is going to do wonders for the confidence in the group. Mm-hmm. I know people would look to Monaghan as being a step too far for Fermanagh, but listen, we not worry about that. If we could get over tomorrow, it'll give the team a great lift. It'll give the county a great lift. And, you know, it would leave it that everybody would be positive going into the next 4 weeks.
A much changed side from last year, a much changed squad indeed, a lot of new faces in, as you mentioned. What do you make of the team selection?
I think it's along fairly expected lines, fairly similar, in fact, to the National League final team. I suppose the one disappointment is that Owen Donnelly, who picked up the injury in the last league match against Clare, maybe 8 weeks, 8 or 10 weeks ago, he had a broken bone in the hand, had surgery on it, and Owen is the team captain. He's been a great leader, so he's out, and you know, I'm not sure when he's going to be back. But that's a loss to us. But Richie O'Callaghan and Ryan Jones are playing in the middle of the field tomorrow, so hopefully they will do well in there. I've no doubt they will. The other thing, I suppose, Christopher Snow and Thomas Tracy, they have been rotating their positions and goals all year. Christopher Snow gets the nod tomorrow. You know, he brings experience to it. I'm sure Thomas will be disappointed. I'd say it was a very close call there. Tiernan Daly loses out. He played most of the National League as a defender, and I suppose Tiernan will be disappointed as well. But the young boys who have come in and the new players who have come in, you know, will be looking to take their opportunity, because unlike maybe other years, Tom, Fermanagh have a bit of depth in their squad, and the boys who are not delivering tomorrow, there's other men to come in and take their place, and hopefully that'll be the case.
And tell me, what do you make of the Antrim selection?
Well, Antrim, I suppose they've lost two big players from last year, Brian Neeson and Kevin Niblock. Now, Antrim scored 218 last year, Tom, against Fermanagh in the Championship. And out of that 218, Niblock and Neeson would have contributed 115 out of that 218. So there's Niblock and Neeson are gone. That was 115 of their tally. So, but then again, other players now will have stepped into the plate. CJ McGorty, who didn't play last year, he's back and they're playing very well. And the other fellow, you know, his fellow clubman from St Gall's, Michael Pollock, he's a big, big threat at full forward. On his day, he's as good a full forward as there is in Ulster. They've certainly got scoring potential up there, and they've a lot of experienced players. The likes of Tony Scullion, Justin Crozier back in defence. They also have a Fermanagh man, Mike McGurn, in doing their training and their strength and conditioning work for the last year. And he will have the insight into Fermanagh. So they'll be looking on that as a positive as well. And definitely they will be coming down the motorway tomorrow, Tom, in no fear at all of the challenge facing them. And, you know, they went in with the same attitude last year and got the win. And I'm sure they'll be confident of, you know, of repeating the dose this time around. But I think Fermanagh are a year further on, a wee bit cuter, wee bit more experienced, wee bit more hardened to Championship football, I would hope, and I think should be good enough to get across the line tomorrow.